Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Zayin Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday and Mirtz Hashem complete today, Simen Reish Yudalit, a very short Simen, and Mirtz Hashem start Reish Tez Vav. We begin just reminding ourselves the beginning of Seif Reish Yudalit, which the Mechaber told us, Kol HaBracha Shein Ba'askar Shein B'machus Ein HaBracha. Any bracha that does not have included in it, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, is not a valid bracha. And we begin at the very top of the page, continuing the words of the Mechaber. The Imdileg Shein B'machus. If a person left out saying Shein B'machus, the Shein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the fact that he's Melech Olam, Yachzov Yivarach, that's not a good bracha. In fact, he was not Yotze, and he has to go and make a new bracha. The Chabad continues and he says, "Va'afilu lo dileg elotevas ha'olam levad." And if only left out the word ha'olam, he said, "Baruch Ato Hashem lokeinu melech," but he didn't say melech ha'olam levad. He just left out the word ha'olam. That's still called not a good bracha as well. Tzarech lachzor levarach. He also has to go make a new bracha. That's not considered being yotzei because de melech levad eino malchus. Because just saying that Hashem is a king doesn't imply enough of his omnipotence in the world. The fact that he's the Melech HaOlam is essential and not just, quote, a Melech. That is the entire Siman. Now let's do the Mishneh Berurah. There's a couple left. Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah says, Imdileg. If he did leave out a word, Aval, he says, Imdileg Tevas Atah. If you just said Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that would be fine. The word Atah is not Ma'akiv. Eino Ma'akiv B'di'evit. The issue footnote number 3 brings down. However, if you left out the word Baruch, so then in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, we're going to learn that you were not Yotze in that situation. Shekol HaMadalek Tevo Shimei Ikara Bracha. If you leave out an essential word of the Bracha, it's considered as if you were Mishana from the Matbeah Shetovu Chacham. You changed around the Nusach that the rabbi set up, and you're not Yotze. So the only word here that you could, quote, leave out would be if you left out the word Atah, you would still be Yotze B'di'evit. Of course, one should not leave out the word Atah. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Dal, he writes, Hainu Shalo Amar Klal Askara. If you didn't say any name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's called missing out the shame. Avol Im Amar Askara Achas. But if you said a different name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other than the Yud Kei Vav Kei, pronounce Ado, and then saying the full name of Hashem, Kegon, you said Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. Oh, you said Elokeinu, then you would be Yotze. Yotze, in fact, B'di'evit. You should have said Hashem Elokeinu, but if you just said one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so B'di'evit, you would be Yotze in that fashion. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel, brings down, Nira Pashut, Du Adinim Hizkir, Eze Shem Yeshiva, Shem Oshen Nimchokim. This would be true if you said any one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase, that you would be Yotze B'di'evit in that situation, because Delo Gara Zem Mitevas Rachmana, because this can't be worse than saying the word Rachmana, which the Gemara brings down is acceptable if a person says Brich Rachmana Demari Alma. If a person were to say in Aramaic the Lashon of the Bracha, according to many poskim, you would be Yotze based upon that Gemara. And therefore, by saying a different name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be any worse than Rachmana. Deir Shu footnote number 4 brings down, what are the Shemos She'enam Nimchakim? So he brings us from Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, that's the Havaya, the Shem of Yudke Vavke, the Shem of Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Elokim, Eloka, Kel, Shakai, Tzvokos, and some say also, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Ekeyeh, Asher Ekeyeh. That is also a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue foot number 5 brings down, if you said just Hashem Yisbarach, so then that would not be good. Ze eino mo'o lebracha, as based upon the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Reish Tes. Likewise, if a person says Harachamon, Mistabish Shelo Yotze as well, the Shaar Tzion writes, Mishum says Ze eino shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while it's an attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the most merciful, that is not one of the names. Likewise, if a person said Hamakom, we're familiar with saying Rachmon al-San at a Beis Avel, Hamakom yir nachem eschem. So, where if a person were to say Hamakom instead of Hashem, so the Mishneh Berurah says Shenechshav Kaskoras Hashem, that would technically be considered good. However, in the Shaar Tzion over there, he writes that it's not considered nowadays an acceptable term because people don't use this term nowadays to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, Sivkot and Hey, Yachzov Yivarach, you have to go back and make the bracha again if you didn't say the bracha properly, as we explained. Hamachab Emayri Le'inyam Psicha HaBracha, Diyas Bo Shem U'Malchus. This is talking about the beginning of the bracha that has Shem U'Malchus in it, that has Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And the same thing would apply, Vu Adin Le'inyam Bracha Sheyesh B'Chasimo, a bracha that has an ending, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goel Chasidim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael, for example. So Imdileg Hashem B'Chasimo, if you just said Baruch Ato, without saying the Shem of Hashem, also have a Kelo Chosam Klal. That would be as if you did not finish off the bracha properly. Chavetz Chaim in footnote number Dalin in the Shaarei Tzion says, V'alken l'fi ma'ashe hiskim abach le'el b'simen kuf pei zayin, ki ha'rashpa, t'chasima sa'brocha ma'akeid imkein tzorech lachzul roch. According to the Rashpa, that the end part of the bracha, the chasima, is essential. If you don't say the end correctly, you have to repeat the bracha. So too over here. If you left out the Shem of Hashem at the end of the chasima, so then you'd have to repeat the bracha according to the Bach l'fi ha'rashpa. Finally, we conclude this siman with Sivkot and Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. If you only said Melech, you didn't say Olam, so the Mechaber told us you have to repeat the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ubesefer Evan Ozer Cholik Hazeh. The Sefer Evan Ozer disagrees with this, and he says, "Look in the Bir Halacha in Bir Halacha Lashu Kos for Chasavnu Bazeh." So if you look in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschel Vafilu Lo Dileg, so he brings down Ubesefer Evan Ozer Helo the Dover Sofiku. This, if you left out the word Olam, that's a Sofik, and therefore the Evan Ozer Paskin Alkein Misofik Lo Yachzov Yivarech. You should not make a new bracha because of the principle Sofik Brachos Lahakam. At the end of this Bir Halacha, if you go to the last three lines, he says, "Avshein." Despite the correctness somewhat of the Evan Ozer, it's not enough to dismiss the psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Nevertheless, even though Kam Achron and Nimshu Achrov, there are those that agree with the Evan Ozer, he says, Mikomokom imamar HaMelech behei hayediyah, then mistaber deinu chozer. If you said instead of just Melech Olam, you said HaMelech, so then HaMelech would signify more than just Melech, and that would be good, according to everybody, that you shouldn't have to repeat the bracha if you left out the word HaOlam. That concludes Simen Reish Yudalit, and now we begin Simen Reish Tesvav. Anias Amin Achar Brachos, the chi of the responsibility of a person to go and answer Amin after bracha. So the Mechaber writes, Ein Oneh Amin Achar Brachos, the person should not answer Amin after his own bracha. Ella. Achar shtei brachos or yoser shem sof brachos, with the exception being that if it's a series of brachos, of at least two brachos or more, then you would answer at the conclusion of the series of brachos, amen, after yourself. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph brings down, Rotzel Amen, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Achar kol bracha miyuchedes, after a single bracha, shu mavarach, that a person says, oh, afilu achar shtei brachos, or even after two brachos. It's not a series of brachos. You never answer amen after your own bracha. Because the Isa of the Gemara tells us, if somebody answers amen after his own bracha, that is not considered appropriate. That is disgusting. Dirshu, footnote number one, explains and adds over here, even if you're answering amen when you and Chazan simultaneously finish the bracha at the same time, you shouldn't answer amen, because he brings down in Siman Nun Aleph, Shelo Ya'ane Amen Mishum Shenira Ka'ona Acha Birchas Asma. It looks like you're answering amen after your own bracha. The only time you'd be allowed to answer amen in this situation would be im seeing bracha acheres miachazan shos mutar lo lanos amen. If you're answering a different bracha than what the chazan say, you can answer amen. It doesn't look so much like it's your own bracha that you're answering amen to. Furthermore, if you finish at the same time as the chazan for a specific bracha, so Shlomo Zalman brings down in the Pisrei Halacha that if you conclude a little bit before the chazan does, and it's still people answering to the bracha of the chazan, then you'd be allowed to answer that way as well, as long as some people are still answering to the chazan. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "V'hilei miloshan al-gemara mashma d'lo also b'zeh iser." From the fact that the Gemara says it's maguna, rak hu maguna, and it doesn't say that it's aser, it just says rak hu maguna, so you shouldn't do this, but if you did it, you're still yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hani mi d'lo also b'zeh hefsek," as long as you didn't make a hefsek out of it. Alun berach aleizah d'var mitzvah shirotze laso so birchas nenin. But if you were making a brach on something that you want to be yotze with, for example, birchas nenin or a birchas mitzvah, and you were mafsik, then, in this situation, the hifzik was there, ben abroch liyosu davar, before you did the action, or you ate the item. So then, in that situation, osur isa bezeh, then you, in fact, did something wrong, v'chozer mevaruch, you have to go and make a new bracha, because you had an interruption between the bracha and the action, the mitzvah, or the birchas nenin that you were doing. It brings us down, in the name of the Prima Godim, from Simen Nun Aleph. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis says, "Hainu acha bicha shomer Yisrael lo'at." What's an example of a series? So after shomer Yisrael lo'at, which is the conclusion of the brachos of Kriyashma by Marav, or he says, "Oh, achar porisuka shalom shomer b'Shabbos," or on Friday night when you say the slightly different nusach, "Shugamar brachos Kriyashma." That's the conclusion of all the brachos of Kriyashma. Or he says, "Oh, achar bichas bani Yerushalayim in benching, shugamar shalosh brachos rishonu shem in haTorah." That's the conclusion of the three brachos d'Oraisa. So in that situation, if a person answers amen, he's allowed to answer amen even if after his own bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo acha brachos rishonus the arvus v'shachos." But we don't say an amen after the bracha preceding Shemoneh Esrei, which is also the brachos of Kriyat Shema that precedes Shemoneh Esrei by either arvus or shachos. Sha'av sheim shtei brachos, because it's a series of two brachos. You might have thought you should. Ha'alo einam b'sof inyam, but it's not the concluding bracha of a series of brachos. And therefore, v'amen lo shayach alibgmar v'siluk inyam. And amen is only said at the conclusion of a series, but it has to be the conclusion of the series of the brachos. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'nagu la'anos amen acha yahalucha. We have the minhag to go and answer amen after the bracha of yahalucha of Hallel, which is the concluding bracha of the Hallel, and as well v'acha yishtabach, which is the concluding bracha of Psuke de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, V'af agav de'ein onin amen achar atzmo, even though we said that you don't answer amen after your own bracha, eladavka achar shtei brachos semuchos, after two consecutive brachos in a series that are attached to each other. However, you might have thought that Hallel and Psuk and Zimra aren't considered in that fashion. They are. Mikom makom hani mikre smuchos. These are considered connected to each other, even though there's a lot of things like the Hallel and the Psuk and Zimra in between the two brachos. The Yahalelucha smuch la bracha shalmei Hallel. That the bracha concluding Hallel Yahalelucha is considered connected to the bracha at the beginning of Hallel. All the Hallel in between is not considered a hefsek. Likewise, Yishtabach smuch la baruch shamar. The bracha of Yishtabach is the conclusion of the bracha of baruch shamar, and all the Psuk and Zimra in between are not considered a hefsek. It is important for people to remember that you're absolutely not allowed to talk in between the bracha of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, and between the beginning of Hallel, the bracha, and the conclusion bracha of Hallel, because it's one unit, one entity, and therefore anything in between is a hafsik, other than what you're supposed to say. The Psuk and Zimra, as well as the Hallel, aren't considered a hefsek in between them. As opposed to a bracha achrona, for example, a bar in a fashos, after you made a shahakol on a glass of water or on an ice cream. Hey, you could argue that's two brachos, and it's a series, so therefore you should answer a main. Because this is a bracha before and a bracha after. It was just like the bracha before and after Hallel, the bracha before and after Pesukah de Zimra. No, that's not true over here. Kivon she'ein lo achiza in bracha rishona. It's not intimately connected to the bracha rishona because you're allowed to talk after the bracha of shahakol until you make the bar in the fashos. Shariyah shalav sik uladaber ben hatimosh acha bracha rishona. You can talk after you taste it after the first bracha. Lebin bracha achrona. A person's allowed to eat and talk during the meal. So therefore, therefore, the two are not considered an entity together, but they're considered two distinct separate brachos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, and he says, the custom, he says, is not to answer amen after the other brachos that we mentioned over here that we brought down in the name of the Mechaber. For example, after Shomer Amar Yisrael Lo'ad, or after the saying of the Hallel, the Halucha bracha, he says, the only one that we say is after Boni Yerushalayim in the benching. We say, Bonei Brach, Yerushalayim, amen. And he says, this is the Ashkenazic custom in our countries, and he says, the minhag is not to change. He brings us down in the name of Tosus and the Mordechai in the beginning of Shlosha Sha'ochlu in the Gemara and Brachos, as well as the Ma'arik. Mishnah Berurah explains, Mimneishu Sov Brachoshim Daraisa. Why is benching different? Because Bani Yerushalayim ends off the Brachos Daraisa. We want to make a separation between the Brachos Daraisa and the Brachos Darabonin. The Birchas Ovi Amate, the fourth Brach of benching, Havim Darabonin. And therefore, Kedela Haro Shechiluk Yesh Beneim. And to remind ourselves that there's a difference between the first three and the fourth Bracha, Lekach Onim Acharel Amen. Therefore, we say Amen in between. The issue foot number four reminds us of some of these dinim over here, and he says, even if a person doesn't eat kidei sviya, so therefore his first three brachos are not daraisa, nevertheless, lo plug, we still answer amen after the first three brachos in that situation as well. Finally, after you answer amen after Bani Yerushalayim, you should pause a little bit. You should say bonei barachmav Yerushalayim, and then have a little pause, and then say amen. You shouldn't say bonei barachmav Yerushalayim amen, or those that don't say barachmav, bonei Yerushalayim amen. You shouldn't do that. You should have a little bit of a pause in between, so people should realize that it's not part of the bracha. The Mechaber brought down in Simon Kuf Beches that you should actually say the Amen silently, but the Minog of the Ramah and Ashkenazim is that you do say it out loud. And this is true. The Mishnah Berurah says even if you're davening by yourself, you're benching by yourself, you can't say the Bracha Amen out loud. The issue foot number three points out that even though the Ramah just told us that we don't answer Amen after Yishtabach or after Yahalucha or after Shomer Amar Yisulad, if you finish it at the same time as the Chazan, here you can answer Amen. That's not a problem because you'd be so mech on all the poskim and say you should answer Amen like the Shulchan Aruch over here paskins. Ramah continues and he writes, Uvekomo shenogul anos amen acha yalucha. And in places that do answer amen after yalucha, as opposed to, he says, is the common custom in Ashkenazic countries, and they answer amen after yishtabach, ya negam kin acha bicha shomer amo yisrael lo'ad. If that is your custom, then you should also answer after shomer amo yisrael lo'ad. He brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Hei writes, I will ein onin acha yiru einenu. However, that's if you end off Shomei Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, that's the last bracha of the brachos of Kriyashma. The bracha of Yireinenu was added on extra for different reasons, which we've learned, Shema Baruch Biatzmo, that you're saying over here by yourself, that's not considered a continuation of the series, Ki Einu Shayach L'Birchas Kriyashma V'Havio K'Bracha Miuchedis. That's a separate bracha put in for various reasons, for people that came late to shul and didn't say the Shemon Esrei with the people, they wouldn't want to stay there alone afterwards, so Chazal instituted saying that here as like a mini Shemon Esrei, so therefore that's not considered a part of the series of brachos, and you don't answer Amen after the conclusion of that bracha. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Hashomeya echad mi Yisrael mevarach achas mikol habrachos." If you hear somebody else making a bracha, so af api shelo shama kula mitchilos of yatzof, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha from the beginning to the end, obviously you're not trying to be yotzi with that person, but you did hear the bracha. So he says, af api she'eno chayev bioso bracha, even though you're not obligated in that bracha, you're not trying to be yotzi with that bracha, the din is chayev la'anos achrav amen. A person should always answer amen to any bracha that he hears. So here, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha, you heard it from, as we'll see, a kosher person, so you know that he made a proper bracha, so you're allowed to answer amen, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot and Vav explains, Eloshama rak shemaskir Hashem v'sof ha-bracha. You heard him say the shame of Hashem, and you heard him say the end of the bracha. Chayav lanos amen achu. The person has an obligation to answer amen to this. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Yesh Poskim, he brings this down the name of the Rashi, or Zeruah, the Bartanura, the Shita Mekubetzes, the Riaz, and others as well, as seen in Sharet Zion Ozayin. And he says, Da'afilu lo shama rach chasimas habracha. If you only heard him say the end part of the bracha, Tzarech lanos amen, you have to go and answer amen, and this is brought down as well in the name of the El Yerabah. However, he says, Ayin el chay odam, shechriach dafilu deah harishonimo, that even according to the first opinion, it says you have to hear the shame of Hashem, as well as the conclusion, hechashio deah leza bracha one, the tzorech lanos. If you know what bracha they're up to, then even though you didn't hear the beginning part of the bracha, you definitely should answer it. As we've already learned, kudel basim kufchav dalas sivchas in regards to Shemon Esrei, you know the order of the brachas of the Shemon Esrei, and you know what they're up to, so then even though you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha, you just heard the end, you can certainly answer amen. And he says, look over there, with that din was discussed. Dirshu footnote number 7 says that if you don't know at all, however, what bracha they made, you just walk in and everybody else is saying amen, in that situation you should not answer shevi al tasei is odd, if it's better not to say anything, because yesh onesh ala one amen yisoma, because this would be considered in some way like an amen yisoma, an orphaned amen. You don't know what you're saying the amen to, therefore better not to say it in this situation. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rod Salom, and the Mechab is telling us over here, V'chol shekein hecho shu atzmo chayav yosef bracha. Certainly, if you're going to be yotze with that bracha, the Rod Salom says, V'virchah samavarach, so then, V'vadeh chayav lanos amein. Certainly, l'chatrila, you should answer amein. Although, Dirshu, footnote number 8 brings down, the reasoning behind this is, Shayideh ona amein, ma'ame sadover, you're by answering amein, you're saying that it's true, it's as if you actually said it. However, b'diyevet, if you didn't answer amein, you are in fact yotze, because of the principle of Shomei Ka'ona. The Amen is a good thing, but certainly not an absolute thing. And the reason why we answer Amen, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Lahoru Shagamu Mechazik Umekayim Divrei Mevarach, because you want to show that you support and you believe in what the Mevarach said. However, Ochein, Oz Brinon Davko Shishma Kol HaBrocha Mitchil HaVyatzov. If you want to be Yotze, we've already learned, Kedel B'Simin Reishu Gimu Siv Gimu, you must hear the entire Bracha from the beginning to the end if you want to be Yotze. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Chayev l'anos, you have to answer amen. So he says, Dirsiv, the Pasuk tells us, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Godel Elokeinu. So we hear a bracha, so we should give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by answering amen. V'amru Chazal, the more in Yuma, Lamed Zayin, Amal Hen Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Tesekal Yisrael, Ki Shani Mevarech, Umaskir Shem Hashem Yisbarach, when I say a bracha and say Hashem's name, Atem Hovu Godel Elokeinu, you should also add greatness to Hashem's name by Anias Amen, by answering amen. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Isa b'Midrash, that brings down from the Midrash, Kishomei Hashechem Espal Dover Mevarach Yisrael. If you hear another person saying a bracha or davening about a yid, Afilu below Askos Hashem, even if he doesn't say the shem of Hashem, Chayiv Lanos Amen, you should always answer Amen. V'lochein Ispashit Aminim Shonen Amen Achar Harachamon Bevichas Amosim. This is the source that people answer Amen after they say the Harachamons, even though they don't say the shem of Hashem. It's a wonderful blessing, and therefore a person should always say Amen after he hears anybody giving a blessing to either a blessing about a Kodesh Baruch or a blessing to another yid. Dishah foot number 11 brings down, likewise, when you make a Misha Berach, it's appropriate, the Aruch HaShulchan says, to answer Amen, because you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Araisa, of Yahavdol, Areach, or Kamocha, a beautiful idea and thought. Dishah foot number 9 says, what happens if you're eating and you're not supposed to really talk when you have something in your mouth? You're not supposed to make a bracha when you have something in your mouth, but you hear somebody else making a bracha. Can you answer amen? So the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion brings down, Sha'afal Pisha Kosov, even though we normally say you shouldn't make a bracha when your mouth is full, here, B'di'eved, you'd be allowed to, because you don't have a choice. Your mouth is full and somebody else is making the bracha. Similarly, if somebody forgot to make a bracha and he has something in his mouth, so we said, there, you're allowed to make a bracha, because you don't have a choice. If you spit that food out, it would be destroyed. Nobody would eat it. You couldn't even eat it yourself. So therefore, in a bidyevet situation, you're allowed to say a bracha or answer amen with your mouth full. The issue for number 10 brings down, if a person is in a base medrash and is learning and other people are making brachas around him, a person doesn't have to interrupt his learning to answer amen if that's going to interrupt and disturb his learning. Finally, the last point that the footnote number 10 makes is there any chiyuv for a person to go out of his way to go listen to brachos that he's not being yotzei with? So he brings down from the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin that eino chiyuv. A person doesn't have any obligation to go just listen to brachos that he's not obligated in just so he can answer amen. That concludes today's share.